Good morning, everyone. German car maker Volkswagen has reached a $15 billion settlement with US car owners after admitting that it cheated global emissions tests. Volkswagen will offer to repair or buy back the affected diesel vehicles and pay owners between $5,000 and $10,000 in compensation. Last year, the German car giant admitted that some 11 million cars were fitted with software that distorted emissions tests. Volkswagen is expected to spend up to $10 billion on buybacks and compensation and will put a further $5 billion into an environmental fund. Vodafone has warned that it could move its headquarters from the UK depending on the outcome of Britain's negotiations to leave the European Union. The telecoms giant said in an email statement it was important to retain access to the EU's free movement of people, capital and goods. It was too early to draw any firm conclusions regarding the long-term location for the Vodafone headquarters. The company said that it would take whatever decisions are appropriate. Now, ahead of the Brexit vote, Vodafone had said that EU membership, including the free movement of people, had helped drive its growth. Okay, let's go to the global markets now. And they've staged a recovery overnight. At the close, the Dow rose 1.6%, Nasdaq gained 2.2%, while the S&P 500 finished up 1.8%. In London, the FTSE also finished strong, up 2.6%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is at $48 a barrel. Tapas crude is also at $48 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,311 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 74 US cents, 67 euro cents, and 55 cents sterling.